102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are shining the light on the Western Regional Minority Supplier Development Council. I will say it again, the Western Regional Minority Supplier Development Council. Please welcome President and CEO, Mr. Cecil Plummer. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Sterling. It's good to see you.
Thank you. Okay, Western Regional Minority Supplier Development Council. Tell us what it is, please.
Yes, that's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. But this organization actually has a fascinating history. I'm excited to share it with you. It was actually started in 1969 by Richard Nixon after Martin and Bobby Kennedy were assassinated.
Okay.
President Nixon, the very next year, decided that if we're going to have a strong country, we need everyone to be able to participate equally in our economy. So through an executive order, 11-458, he started the Office of Minority Business Development in Washington, D.C. The following year, it took off so well, President Nixon, through a second executive order, 11-625, expanded the role of the Office of Minority Business beyond government contracting and providing equal access to providing advocacy and access for all contracts, including with Fortune 1000 companies. Fast forward, 1974, the Office of Minority Business splits into two separate entities. House stayed with the federal government, still there today, doing the same thing, making sure that people of color get equal access to government contracts. However, the other side of that group left Washington, left the federal government, became a 501c3 charity, went down to Chicago, paired up with a couple of very prominent African-American business associations at the time to create what is today the National Minority Supplier Development Council, which exists as a regional affiliate network of 23 separate regions. And we, the Western region, serve Northern California, the state of Nevada, Hawaii, and Guam, serving entrepreneurs of color, creating jobs and generational wealth in those communities.
Okay. How does it actually work? The history is beautiful, and I'm thrilled to hear that because that is very interesting that it dates back that far and the need was seen and has been building and building since then, or the support has been building. But what do you actually do?
Oh, that's a great question. We do four things. We certify minority-owned businesses. In order to be certified, you must be 51% owned and operated by a person of color. And that has to be re-verified every year. We do this because all of the research out of the Commerce Department and other organizations have taught us that people hire from within their own community. So if you want to address job creation in communities of color, you need to promote entrepreneurship in those communities. And we know that when the owners are come from a particular group, that they're likely to hire from their own communities. So we certify minority-owned businesses, number one. Number two, we provide technical assistance of any kind to help them grow their business, create wealth, and create jobs. So whether that's marketing, HR, cybersecurity training and support, whatever they need to make their business robust and equip them not only to do business with each other, but with Fortune 1000 companies. The third thing we do is offer networking. And this is the biggest piece of what we do because it's all about access. People do business with people they know and that they like. And you can't like someone that you don't know. So we provide all kinds of networking opportunities so that business owners of color can meet people who are making decisions at major corporations all the time on who they're going to spend their money with.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing we do as a 501c3, we're limited on lobbying, so we really can't lobby all that much. But what we can do is educate our constituents, and we can also support legislation that is advantageous to our business owners and people of color who want to be in business.
So you can kind of educate and advocate a little bit.
And try to help them know what they should do and what they should be aware of.
Okay, so going back to the first thing that the Western Regional Minority Supplier Development Council does here for Northern California, you said Hawaii and Nevada.
Yes.
And Guam. You certify minority-owned businesses. So what does it, how does it benefit a minority-owned business to be certified by your council?
Well, it does a few things. First of all, large corporations out there, especially corporations that do business with the federal government, need to know who they're doing business with. Anything that's worth doing is worth measuring. And so you need to know, is this a real minority business? Now, in the case of organizations that do business with the federal government, if they say, hey, I'm spending money with minority-owned businesses, and it turns out that's not a minority-owned business, then they actually face pretty stiff penalties for that. But that's not the real reason you want to know you're patronizing a minority-owned business, and certification gives you that certainty. Because groups like the Hackett Group and McKinsey have done studies that prove businesses that have inclusive supply chain practices get a higher return for their shareholders. Mm-hmm. Their overall satisfaction with their suppliers and the vendors that they do business with is higher for companies that include diverse companies than those who do not. And so when you're really thinking about what companies want, they want innovation, they want good pricing, they want quality. And we have numbers that prove out by being inclusive, you get better returns, better quality, and better service than you do by limiting what kind of companies you do business with.
So how does that translate, say, to a young woman in Oakland who wants to open up a bakery? She is a young woman of color. The majority of the people that work with or for her are people of color. How does that benefit her? Does she can get networking support from you? She can get technical support from you? She can have access to and be on this certified list so that perhaps she can receive funding from these Fortune 500 companies? Paint a picture of how that could benefit perhaps just, you know, this cafe owner in Oakland.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something that's unique. What we are focused on is creating good paying jobs. Our primary focus is creating wealth for the business owner, but we want them to create really good paying jobs. So our focus is more about business to business, people who are looking to do business with other businesses. Mm-hmm. We have some MBEs, is what we call them, minority business enterprises, that focus on, that might be restaurants or storefront, but we're really interested in people that might provide catering or flowers to corporate or larger business customers. So I would say the way you would be the way you'd benefit from this is actually, first of all, being certified, because businesses out there, large businesses, are looking for certified suppliers so that they know you are, in fact, African, American, Asian, Hispanic owned business. Then that makes you eligible for all the training and networking. We have approximately 900 minority-owned businesses certified in our region. So now you have 900 brothers and sisters out there who are interested in seeing your business being successful, who can make introductions for you, who can share their mentoring and expertise with you. You also have corporations who are looking for you to do business. However, you've got to be ready. And that's where that development aspect comes in. If you want to do business with a Bank of America or a Wells Fargo or a Union Bank or a Kaiser Permanente, you have to be ready. You have to be qualified. And that's where being certified, you have access to the training and support that you need to be ready. Woman running a business that they tend to hire locally and from their own community. And so a lot of times, unfortunately, some people want to take advantage of that and own a company, but put someone else's face on it.
Sure.
We want to know that we're helping people of color create wealth for their families and creating jobs in their community.
Okay, the Western Regional Minority Supplier Development Council, really all about working to equalize the treatment of minority business owners is kind of the general mission of it.
Exactly, and it's so much more than that. Again, McKinsey has studies out. Hackett Group has studies out. These are things that aren't only good for our communities, it's good for businesses' bottom lines. The same way that hiring a diverse workforce gets you more knowledge, more information, more creativity. The same thing is true for these companies that are in your supply chain. If you want better quality, better return on investment for your shareholders, you're going to be inclusive in your supply chain. And that takes work. And that's why this organization exists. We know that there's all kinds of creativity and experience available to make corporate America better. And when you think about the issues that we're all worried about that keep us up at night, just pick an issue. Is it access to healthcare? Is it access to affordable housing? Is it access to higher education? All of those things revolve around entrepreneurship. According to the U.S. Census, well over 90% of people in this country work for firms that are less than 500 people. So while everybody wants to work for a Google or an Apple, that's not where most people in this country work. So if you're serious about addressing income disparities and getting people access to healthcare and access to higher education, you really need to have a healthy entrepreneurial community within your cities. And the best way to do that is to include them in the supply chain, the billions and billions of dollars that are flowing through banks and through our cities and through our communities, and allowing people to build up their community and create those jobs. It's sustainable.
Yeah. And you're kind of the perfect bridge between the entrepreneurs and the Fortune 500's business-to-business relationship.
Exactly. And even if you're not ready for prime time, as we say, to take on a multi-million dollar contract with a Union Bank or a Kaiser Permanente, again, you have nationwide thousands, tens of thousands of minority business owners who look just like you. They also buy products and services, catering and office supplies and software solutions, all kinds of things where we say all money is green. So we don't care who's writing the check necessarily. If it's another minority business owner, that's great, and that's so important. Because while you're getting your business up to speed, or while you're waiting for an opportunity and a contract to come available with a major corporation, you can still grow your business and bring in plenty of money.
That's why the networking part of the Development Council is so important. Certifying, providing tech support, networking, and then educating and advocating for minority business owners. And you, sir, Mr. Cecil Plummer, President and CEO of the Western Regional Minority Supplier Development Council, you're going to be holding a gala very soon, Friday, May the 18th, Back in Black Gala, celebrating some of these suppliers. Tell us about the event, please.
This is one of the best events we throw every year. This is where top-level executives from corporations all around our region come together to celebrate who's doing the best, who's doing the most work, who's giving the most business to minority-owned businesses. And at the same time, we also celebrate those minority business owners who are winning, who are getting those contracts, and who are performing excellent. So we give out these awards once a year. Every May, it's a great event. There's great food, and the fashion is second to none. There's great music and art, and you want to come out and see people get that recognition. So not only, sure, we're going to have a good time, but we're also going to party with a purpose. We're there to make sure that people know that the WRMSDC is here to help you create wealth and jobs for your family and in your community. And we also want to recognize those corporations who understand that when we all do better, we all do better. If you want more customers for your business, you want people to have jobs and cash. If we want more taxes for our schools and infrastructure, you want people to have jobs and to pay those taxes. Again, this isn't necessarily about just doing the right thing. This is about doing the thing that's good for our entire economy. We cannot afford to have millions of people on the sidelines when we're in so desperate need for talent. And we need families with good jobs who can send their kids to school so we can populate our organizations for decades to come. That's what this is all about. So a couple of real stories. One of them is from Pam Isom, CEO of Ice Safety Solutions right here in the Bay Area. She's been in the business for almost a decade now. And let me tell you, she started off, her employees were renters. Now her employees are homeowners. That's real stuff. Or Wayne Beasley of Way to Be. When Wayne started out selling t-shirts out of the back of his truck, and now Wayne has provided promotional items for two Super Bowls, and we hope he gets a third, and he actually provides uniforms for two geographic McDonald's territories, and Wayne employs over 30 families, and he's been doing that for almost 20 years. This is the kind of real stuff we're talking about when you're creating permanent jobs in your community for people of color and wealth, intergenerational wealth, for the sons and the daughters of the owners after they retire. This is how we stabilize communities and bring innovation and tax revenues and all the things that we need to keep a society going.
Working to equalize the treatment of minority business owners, the Western Regional Minority Supplier Development Council, and the awards gala to celebrate excellence in supplier diversity, the Back in Black. This is a black tie, or wear all, suggested to wear all black to
That's
the
right.
event.
That's right. Wear all black and come dressed to kill. We'll have some very special guests for you to take pictures with and some custom artwork for you to auction off and bid on. It's going to be a great time with excellent food. And even the wine is being provided by a woman-owned, minority-owned business based right here in the Bay Area.
Nice. And that's Friday, May 18th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Roundhouse Conference Center, 2600 Camino Ramon in San Ramon. And you can get more information about the Western Regional Minority Supplier Development Council and the gala online at wrmsdc.org. And if that's hard to remember, just check out the community page at kblx.com. Thank you to the President and CEO, Mr. Cecil Plummer. Appreciate you being here this morning.
Thank you for having me, Sterling. I hope to see you again soon.
Absolutely. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.